After Buzzers, we are talking The Arrangement, Season 1, Episode 3, The Leak, and we have a very, very special guest with us here, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh.
Welcome, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We are playing lovely 80s music in honor of our guest here today, Lexa Doing, who plays Deanne on the show. We're all so very excited that she is here with us today. But before we get started, make sure to follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. And you guys can find me personally at Tessa_Saval on Twitter and Instagram. And my lovely co-host, where can they find you?
What's up, guys? I'm Jessica Carroll. And the reason why we're all laughing, including Lexa, is because we asked her what song to play, and she wanted a cheesy 80s song. And this was the lucky winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Hello, everyone. You can find me at Tequila_IM. I'll be social there.
And I'm Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta or on Instagram at Allie Girl. And Lexa, where can they find you?
At Lexa Doig on everything. I recently changed everything. I used to be at Lexa Schmexa because I like to make fun of myself. And apparently was told that nobody would be able to find me. So everything got switched over on Twitter and Instagram. So I am at Lexa Doig.
That makes it easy.
Yeah, so easy. Well, we are so excited that we're here because I feel like this whole episode ended on such a cliffhanger with Deanne.
Yeah.
So I know we all have questions for you. Do any of you guys want to start, or should we just dive right into the ending?
I mean, I've got a question. I've been dying to know because I had this theory about you for last episode. And my theory is basically that you're kind of sabotaging the whole higher minds. Whole institute. You're trying to like kind of sabotage that, and so that's your plan by getting Megan in here. But I'm kind of up and down with how you are. So how do you best describe your character?
I think Deanne's out for herself. I mean, the interesting thing about Deanne... Ooh, I just knocked my microphone. I think to me the most interesting thing about Deanne is how she's always described. She's described as Terrence's wife. Mm-hmm. Right. She's described as Kyle West's producing partner. But there's a person who would not describe herself that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
who
she is outside of the context of the men in her life is far more important to her than it seems to be to anybody else.
Right.
And I think that's what gets underestimated by the men in her life. So I think what you'll sort of start to see as the series progresses a little bit is how she chooses to define herself outside of that context. So when it comes to, is she going to take down the Institute of the Higher Mind? Not without help. But no, I don't think that's necessarily her intention. But I don't. She's not nearly as invested in the Institute as Terrence is.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing is, like, there's some sort of, like, retractment where she's like, let's just, like, focus on this or this. And I just was trying to figure out the best way to describe her, and I just didn't know how to do it. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
And when you said you're kind of going to see you come not stand behind the men, you had a statement in the episode today where you were telling Megan that sometimes you just see the woman behind the man, and that will change soon.
Yeah.
I feel like we kind of see you come out a little bit more. Is Annika part of that crew?
Possibly. Okay. She kind of, it's not that she's necessarily part of that crew per se, because Annika, I think we've seen, is a little cuckoo for cocoa puffs.
Yes.
and as much as it turns out, I hope this isn't too much of a spoiler, it turns out she's actually quite talented at something.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to get specific here.
Good job.
It's nothing, you know, salacious. It's just she's actually quite creatively talented.
Okay.
And which is something that Deanne can very much get behind and wants to support. She is still cuckoo for cocoa puffs. So balancing, you know, a little nuttiness with a little sort of creativity is something that she's got to figure out. Deanne's got to figure out how to do.
Okay.
How was it on set with everyone?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was fun because my fellow Canadian, because I mostly get to work. I didn't get to work nearly enough with Christine, just because of the way the storylines kind of work out. Mm-hmm. It's sort of interesting because you have this lovely kind of love story that is a genuine love story. between Kyle and Megan. So that's Josh Henderson and Christine Evangelista. Mm-hmm. And then you have the cautionary tale,
yeah,
which is Terrence and Deanne. So I spent most of my time working with either Josh or with Michael Vartan. And I get along great with both of them. Vartan's, mm-hmm. like, should be an honorary Canadian because he speaks French. He plays hockey.
Oh, wow.
He's not precious. Yeah, like, there's all kinds of... He's a really self-deprecating guy. So we got on very, very well. And I get on with Josh because he's such a sweetheart. He really is a genuinely sweet man.
And you guys, not only do we have a special guest, but she actually came all the way from Canada.
Woohoo!
So that
just for this show.
Just for AfterBuzz.
Yes. I mean, we're going to ignore the fact that I was at an amusement park today.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're here just for
now. Yes. Well, I really like what you said, too, about Deanne and Terrence's relationship, because it is so polar mm-hmm. opposite of Megan and Kyle's, because theirs is, you know, very kind of sexual and intimate and young. And
yeah.
at first, I didn't think you guys were even together from the way that you guys interacted.
Yeah.
So to find that you guys were married was very interesting mm-hmm. to me.
Yeah.
Will we see more of your relationship in, like, further episodes? Yes.
Yes. I mean, yes, but you'll also see... I mean, listen, I can say this. It was very funny because I had a whole conversation with Vartan about this on set. And I should actually clarify this. I call him Vartan because my actual husband's name is also Michael.
No.
So we differentiate the two.
Yes.
Like, as opposed to me having to say Michael, I mean my husband Michael. And
yeah.
Michael, I mean my TV husband Michael. I just call them Vartan and Shanks. But but Vartan, it was very funny because I think he was married, but for like 30 seconds. I think. He may kill me for saying that. I'm not entirely sure. But I've been with my husband for like 16 years. So that you do realize that when you've been together for a really long period of time, and I adore my husband, and we've got kids together, and we're very tight and really strong, but you have a different way of interacting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you just have this kind of comfort level and this trust and assurance that person, I don't need to be perfect with you
mm-hmm,
all the time,
mm-hmm.
because you're still going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's still going to be time. It is a little bit of taking for granted, but it's also just this kind of understanding. And I think with Terrence and Deanne, they've got, at this point in their marriage, and we talked about it, they've been married for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
that they have an understanding about how their interaction is supposed to be. Even if it's not one that they've actually consciously talked about, they've just kind of settled into this sort of complicit agreement as to how things go. And that falls apart a little bit, actually, by the end of the season.
Oh. How would you describe the Institute of the Higher Mind?
It's a self-help organization.
Okay.
Everybody asks if it's about Scientology. And no,
so,
it's not.
I know everyone keeps saying that, but
yeah.
We talked about it last episode. Mm-hmm. Me, personally, until I started reading the rest of the media, I never got that impression.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just each to their own. I think because I was opposite. I was like, this plot line seems kind of familiar when I watched the pilot episode, and it kind of triggered that in my mind. So we were talking about that, how it didn't trigger anything for you at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, you know, two actors in this institute, but I didn't ring a bell for me.
Well, it's funny because a lot of people, it is one of those funny things that, I mean, I can't speak for Jonathan Abrams, our executive producer, in terms of what triggered an idea, mm-hmm. right? And arranged marriages in Hollywood have existed since the studio system, since those days, right?
Right.
When everybody kind of, and now, from what I understand, I personally don't know anybody who has been in any kind of contract marriage. However, now it's like, apparently all of this stuff still exists. People tip off paparazzi when they're going out to get their picture taken. Like, there's a whole machine that goes into celebrity. And it's just that now it has to happen that much more clandestinely because we have all this new media that's able to have access to stars that didn't exist before. So in order to maintain that illusion and the facade for the consumers sitting at home and in the Midwest or in, you know, in I don't know, in Canada, in Winnipeg, like, you know what I mean, all over the world, in order to sort of maintain this illusion that everything is, it just happened. It just accidentally happened. The bullshit. No, it didn't. Because in order to be a celebrity, there's a lot of work that goes into that. I watched one episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I was amazed at the amount of work that went into leaving the house. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, what? Yeah.
It's like a whole episode in itself.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, or just, like, doing anything. It's like, it was like this, it, like, having stylists come over and do this, and I'll go through your closet, and I'm like, you go through my hamper and find Lululemon on the floor. Like, I was like, it was just absolutely mind-boggling to me. Like, it's work. Don't let anybody watching or listening kid yourself. It's work.
Right. Yeah. Totally agree. I would not want that.
Yeah. Hard pass. Yeah. Hard pass. Pass.
Yeah. I think I was agreeing with you. I didn't think anything of it at all because I just saw it as like, oh, the arrangement. I just thought of it as a new TV show when I was watching. I kind of had a fresh slate.
Right.
So I didn't think any of those things at all. But then it's so crazy when you come onto a panel like this and you start talking and then you start getting like different theories and ways to kind of depict the show.
Right.
And it's really interesting to see how everybody else kind of thinks out about it in your mind after watching the first episode. I thought it was really interesting how we all kind of had our different takes on it.
Yeah. Well, what are your different takes? I'm now dying to know.
Well, I think at first I wonder if my notes actually from the first episode were here. But I think I was just at first kind of like, all right, is this forced a little bit, like the relationship? I think we both agreed that we were expecting it to kind of be strung out a little bit longer,
right.
And we were kind of shocked that the contract was thrown up so quickly,
right.
But then after that, the second episode, I actually like almost fell in love with them myself, and I caught myself smiling,
right?
Like, I was such a dork, like, oh, they're so cute.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard not to love Christine and Josh. Yeah. Like, they're really, like, on top of the fact that they are mind-bogglingly beautiful people.
Yeah.
Like, I have no words. Like, Bertan and I sit there sometimes, and we're like, really?
But like, at the same time. Like, you should talk, but okay.
But at the same time, they're kind of, like, preternaturally stunning, right? Like, the two of them. Josh has, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Josh has one, like, emerald green eye and one sapphire blue eye.
No, I haven't noticed that.
See if you can catch it, because, I mean, Itai, our DP, would sometimes actually light that, but it's mind-boggling. You're looking at him sometimes, and you're like,
why?
Really? Like, you're a Greek god. Just reached down from the sky and said, and you are blessed.
Yes.
Everything. He like sings, he dances, he's like so cute, and like, it's, you know what I mean? It's like, you are just going to be blessed with all the things.
Aww.
It's kind of funny. But yeah, Josh and Christine are totally lovable. And they had a hard job because, like I said, I think personally, because I love that a lot of, like, you guys didn't have any preconceived notions going into this, because I do think a lot of people did. They're thinking it's the Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes story.
Yeah,
which it's not, because none of us know Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Yeah. So we can't exactly write their story. It's just fiction. But they had, you know, like, you've got to believe that Josh is this huge movie star. And Josh pulls it off playing Kyle West. And you've got to believe Christine is this... You know, there's she's got to walk this fine line of being sweet and identifiable enough and lovable enough without it being too saccharine or unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
I mean, I love her because she keeps it real. Like, I said that from the very beginning. Yeah. She's such a real human being. Besides Josh, because he's just so gorgeous to look at, and I can't wait to check out his eyeballs now. But I just, like... I mean, she kind of inspired me. Like, I'm not going to take, you know, shit from anyone. And I want to give my opinions and just say it as it is and act like how I want to act. And so I really liked her. And from the very beginning, I loved the show. And I loved the first episode, loved the second, loved the third. Because there's so many cliffhangers that keep you...
Yeah.
Exactly. You think one thing and then you think the other. Although I do have to say, in this particular episode... I knew who leaked the pictures from the beginning.
What? Did you?
I didn't.
So thrown off.
I thought it was terrible. I thought it was so obvious.
Do
you know what's so funny? It's so funny that you say that, because I was literally watching the show on E! Last night.
Yeah.
Because I was given the locked cut of all 10 episodes before they aired, so I could at least see what they looked like when I was doing press and all that other kind of stuff. But they weren't, like, fixed. I mean, the ADR hadn't been done. The music hadn't been added. Even the special effects were still kind of a bit rough. So I haven't, like, I'm watching them as they go in terms of the full finished, shiny, pretty. So I was watching it last night, and I was sitting there going, okay, I've read the script I don't know how many times. I shot it. I've watched it 3 or 4 times. And only when I was sitting there last night, I went, oh,
Hope left the party and then just went. Oh my gosh, she sent the pictures of, like, right away. Oh my god, what a bitch.
Like, honestly, I did not connect those dots until last night.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It's so funny that you say that.
No, because I rewatched it to see if I would pick up on it the second time, and I honestly still did not. Like, yeah, I knew it was coming, but even then I was like, she got that mad about, like, it didn't seem like she would have gotten that heated to do something, like, that detrimental to her best friend.
The only reason I kind of had, like, kind of felt, I didn't know if it was her. I kind of had, like, three people in my mind that I thought it would be, and she was on that list. But it was because she was eyeing her the whole party, yeah. And she was so jealous. And you could tell as soon as, like, that the director didn't think that, or director, he didn't, like, give her any attention. Right. She started, like, kind of, like, receding her whole she shut down, and then she was like eyeing her and like rolling her eyes, and then she kept like, she just kind of was totally just playing.
I felt like it was still so extreme. Like, I thought she would like throw a drink on her or something, not like send nude photos to the whole world. Like, I mean, that just seemed like a little intense.
Well, I thought it was terrible because, like, I was confused because the whole, in the first episode, she had helped her and she always said she was there for her, and she was the one shoving her off to the auditions. So it was kind of like, I can understand where you're coming from because it's a total transition to where she was in the first episode to where she is now, but it kind of makes you think, so what were your intentions on if you were pushing her to do these auditions, like, what did you expect to happen?
Yeah. I just knew the minute that she got to the party, I don't think she was actually that drunk. I think that she was putting on a scene.
Ah.
So when she was talking with the director, I think, in my opinion, that she was doing all that on purpose. And then when she was trying to leave, and then she kind of made a move on Kyle or Josh, I think that it was just trying to get back to her. And even, I can't remember, but I think, was it her that was like, ooh, send me selfies in the bathroom?
Yeah.
It was her. So I think that she's continued to set her up to...
That makes sense, because last episode, when Terrence had the phone up, it said Hope. Remember?
Yeah,
when,
it was
from Hope.
Hope was the one that tweeted out, hey, is Kyle West or whatever.
Yeah, so I think it's...
She's like seen it all.
Yeah. That's why when...
You are more into it than I am.
Maybe I just have one of those friends. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what, though? No. I will tell you this. As somebody who... And I'm not speaking about anybody specific, but I have had an experience or experiences like this, which is... And it's an interesting thing because when I started acting 25 years ago, and so many people that I know are still in it or have actually fallen by the wayside. But this is the funny thing. It's like everybody starts on an even playing field and then suddenly one person gets that job, which builds to another job, which builds to another job.
Right.
Now, here's the funny thing about this business is that, you know, job that you're building on the one side, this other person who started down here can leapfrog right over that with a relationship, with a bigger job, with something like that. And then this person who's been living over here thinking that, well, no, my identity is the working actor. I'm the one who works all the time. You're the one who's like, I have to encourage you. I'm happy with this kind of relationship. Mm. Suddenly, if you're the person who leapfrogs, and now this person isn't working all the time, and you're the one who's getting all the attention, they don't like it.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting dynamic. And I've seen it happen. I've experienced it. It's a very interesting thing.
That was good.
And that's kind of Hope.
To add that in there, so I was about to say, yeah, so that's the dynamic between Hope and Megan. My thing is, will Sean tell Megan? Because she's close friend and she did tell Hope, you know, that that's not cool. That wasn't good. And she got upset and left.
These
lights
are blue.
Okay. No, I
say anything.
Yeah. I think that she's going to tell Megan.
I think for she sure. has to.
Because that's just what she did should never have happened. Mm-hmm. Although... It's going to, like, put Megan in this awkward situation, like, and especially now that she's supposedly not in the movie. Like, is she going to realize? I still think Kyle loves her, but maybe she's realizing that I feel like there's something that maybe she'll try to leave, and maybe, I mean, she's basically already set. You know, like, she's dated Kyle. Not that the leaked pictures were beneficial, but they definitely got her name out there. So even if she... I don't know. Like, all this media around her right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because it's like we kind of saw the previews and a little bit of it was like she's kind of getting faced with like the facts of what's actually going on in the media and what's like Kyle kind of going to do next. Yeah. And I just think it'll be something that we're going to have to wait for. But still with the whole like picture thing and the friend thing, going back to that is I think she definitely will tell her because the way that she walked out, that was so strong of her. Exactly. And it was like a bold move of saying like, Megan is my friend. Don't do that. Don't mess with her. So I thought that was really strong and powerful of her to kind of stand up and state what was wrong. Because some people will just sit in the wayside and be like, oh, that was bad, but like not have the like the courage to really say what was right.
And then walk away at that. To me, that was the powerful point. Yeah. It was her walking away like, no, I'm not putting up with this. I'm not for this. You were wrong.
Right.
Goodbye.
Out. Boom. Bye. Exactly. And that's a good friend to have.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. You know, she'll have your back.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, speaking of strong women, Deanne, I loved the way, going back to what I kind of started the episode with, how you ended the, like, episode with the whole, the women will no longer be behind the men line.
Yeah.
That gave me chills. Like, I was so, like, what's gonna happen?
Well, it was funny because there was some discussion at the beginning, because the way Deanne was described versus what I was seeing in the first few couple of scripts, I remember talking to Jonathan Abrams going, I'm confused because I'm seeing a very silent woman. Not that I need a lot of lines, it's not about that, but I also don't really understand, because there was one scene where I was, and I still had a problem with it, and I gotta be honest with you, even watching it, I'm like, I don't like it, which was the scene outside when Adam West, who's played by, Adam Westfeldt, who's played by Mark Gant, who's the head of the studio, was saying, no, we want to replace Megan, and then, you know, this is at the party, and then we bring Kyle out, and Terrence are talking about it, and I don't have, Deanne doesn't have an opinion.
Yeah.
So it was this whole thing in my head going, why doesn't Deanne have an opinion? Like, as an actor, you've got to figure out if they're not going to change the script. And it doesn't make sense to you if you feel, and I did, I felt very strongly my character would say something at this moment and have an opinion about this, but she doesn't. And it was funny because I chose to use that as, and having a conversation with Jonathan about that the whole bit at the end about we're not going to be the women behind the men anymore, is that's a moment for Deanne. To sort of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Where, yes.
Because I think up until that point, Deanne's biggest MO was manipulating. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
She managed. I joke about this. My husband is well aware of this. But I joke about how women often manage. You know what I mean? It's not manipulate.
No.
Because it's not quite so nefarious as that. But it's like, we manage them. Like, I happen to know that I don't ask my husband to do something first thing in the morning before he's had coffee. Just as an example. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I will hand him the coffee and say, sweetheart, if it's possible, when you're done with this, do you mind gassing up the car for me? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and those tips.
And he's the first person to sort of go, this is how you manage me.
Yeah.
He'll tell me flat out how to do it. And I think that's sort of Deanne's MO. And what I chose as an actor is in that moment where she's kind of leaving Terrence out, hanging Terrence out to dry with Josh's character, with Kyle. She knows Josh's mind and she knows that Terrence disagrees. She kind of threw Terrence under the bus. Do you know what I mean? Like, the whole thing was to throw Terrence under the bus to kind of go, okay, so now I'm going to, and then she gets screwed over by Terrence at the end and she goes, that's it. And I'm done. I am done. I'm going to take care of business now.
But just like you said, I mean, the first, you know, few episodes, Deanne was very silent. And so that's, it made the ending even that much more like, whoa.
Yeah.
She does have a voice and she is going to stand up for herself. So maybe that was reason to make like the ending even more powerful.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I can tell you this without spoiling. There's some interesting storylines coming up that, again, threw me for a little bit of a loop, because it's funny because I'm sitting here listening to you guys speculating about what's happening and I know what's going to happen.
Right.
But I'm sitting there going, oh, I can't say it.
Yeah.
But I can say this, like, not a word of a lie. All of us were getting episodes. I'm not kidding. We'd be like, texting Bartan going, dude, did you read 5? And he's like, I'm not even through 4. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. I'm not even through 4. And I'd walk onto set and Josh would be like, did you read 6? And I'm like, dude, I just finished 5. Like, it was this whole thing because we were getting them fairly in advance. And all of our minds are like, what the fuck? Sorry, I don't know if I can swear. But yeah, there was a lot of, what is what's happening?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
I mean, it definitely, like, the progression of the episodes, even more so. Every one, I just get more in, like, enthralled and more enthralled, and you want to know more.
I have no words for what's going to hit you guys.
Now I, like, now all my speculations in my head are, like, running. I'm like, maybe that's true. Maybe this is true.
And that goes back to being just the perspective, too, because when I first seen the show, I was like, okay, there's this contract, and there's just one person, and they're going to be the main couple, but are there other ones? So that's what I'm kind of hoping to see. We'll see more arrangements, regardless if it is relationships or business or something of that nature, come through other characters as well.
Yeah. Maybe you guys have a contract.
No, I did think that. But we have a few agreements. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Well, there's Well, speaking of, like, random agreements that there could be, is that the therapist, I don't know why I forgot her
name.
Oh.
Sophie Marchuk.
She, like, went missing. Right. And that's something that we, like, saw happen, and it was very brief.
So that's something
that'll get brought up again.
And the last time we see her threatening. Was it Deanne or Terrence?
I'm not going to go away quietly.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's, yeah.
And then she's disappeared.
Yeah. Mm. I wonder if it's by will. He's like, here's all this money, go live here, or if it's
I can tell you where she went. What happened. Well,
I don't want to get you into stories.
Story-wise, I will say this. Story-wise, she was just going to a different institute facility for some help. Reprogramming, maybe some kind of that's in the story. However, I'm not going to say whether that actually happened.
Yeah.
So keep watching because it does turn into a thing.
Oh my gosh!
There's a whole. I can't talk. Your minds are going to be blown.
There's so many plot lines going on.
Oh, yeah. I love it because it moves so quick. Like, the beats are so fast. I'm like, yes.
And who, what's Megan's? Like, no. Is it Megan's agent or manager?
Leslie. Her agent.
I love when you guys sit down.
Oh, yeah. I love Autumn Reeser, the actress who plays her. Yeah. I love Autumn so much.
She's amazing.
And I would love, and it was very funny because she and I were both at different times talking to Jonathan Abrams going, may we have some more? Because I had so much fun playing with her. Even though the scene, we're trying to figure out exactly what the scene is about. Never quite figured it out. But I had a fun time doing it. And she's awesome. And she steals every scene that she's in. She's amazing. I love her so much. She's so funny.
Yeah, when you guys sat down and you were like, do you mind if I order a glass of wine? And she's like, let me just sting your
How about I show you pictures of how I'm going to decorate the nursery? It's like, I'll have sparkling water.
Yes, I loved that. Like, sarcasm, but just so, like, it was like the girl boss ultimate meeting.
Oh, yeah, she's kind of dope.
And at the end, I think they were on the same page afterwards, because then she was like, okay, you can order your wine
She's like, I got what I wanted.
Yes.
Yeah, I got what I wanted.
But I was actually shocked that she thought maybe you leaked the photos. I never guessed you.
I never guessed me either. It was very funny because I remember sitting there going, reading the script. And of course, you know, you find out who leaked the photos by the end of the script. Right. But as I'm reading the script, I'm going, who leaked the photos?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Flipping through the thing going, who leaked the photos? Was it me? Did I leak the photos? I never thought that I did.
Yeah.
But I did think that she might have.
Oh.
At one point, I was sitting there going, oh, I bet you. Leslie leaked the photos.
And that was kind of what I was saying before, is that not that having leaked photos is a good thing. You would never want that. But
ask Kim Kardashian how that works out. I don't think she would have chosen to have a sex tape released, but clearly it paid off.
Right. And that's why I was like, you know, going back, like,
God,
maybe
love her for
Hope
the best
actually
out of a crappy
helped
situation.
Make it out a little bit without knowing. Like, maybe in the long run, I don't know if she's going to leave Kyle or turn against Kyle, or if hopefully they stay together. But maybe these leaked photos work out in the long run for her.
I'm just saying. I don't know, but...
I think they did. I think because then when they were at the cabin, Kyle jumped in the picture with them too, and then they had an interview, and she pulled everything together, and they both had a good interview, came out, and she showed the other side of her and how it was a moment for her to claim back her righteousness, her morality, and just her comfortability in who she was instead
for
of
her
being
to
leaked.
Reclaim the narrative before what was going on.
So I think
supposed
it
to
will.
Being a victim.
Yeah.
She chose to be proactive.
I think.
And I loved that they did that.
I think she's finding out more about the contract. I think I said this the last show, that she's going to want to start making her own demands, and that's why I'm excited to see her and Deanne link up together to see what this coming from behind and now in front of the scenes will do.
And that's, you two together,
it takes a bit of time. I will say that no, because there's story that has to kind of happen first in order for that to make sense. Okay. But yeah, it's pretty. They don't necessarily work together initially that you see.
Right.
I will say this: Kara Patterson, who plays. Oh my God, I'm blanking on her name. Not Hope, the other friend.
Sean.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Sean is amazing. Like, in terms of the arc of the whole thing, mm-hmm. by the end of it, you guys are going to be going, holy shit, she's amazing. Yeah. Like, she's got one of my favorite arcs of the whole series, for sure. Cool. Like, just in terms of the women
I'm
coming
on
up.
I'm now.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Because
yeah.
of today's show, I'm yeah. like, yeah, I'm
yeah.
on her now.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think is next with Megan and Kyle? I'm curious to know everyone's opinion.
I actually am starting to figure out how much I trust Kyle. Because I think this episode, I continue to, like, contemplate how calculated and manipulated he might be. And how much of his actions and words are genuinely, like, kind of from the heart before mm-hmm. they've been filtered.
Mm-hmm.
Because he seems like such a controlled character to me. So I think the whole I love you exchange was really sweet and endearing and kind of showed more of their relationship, but I'm still like having a hard time with how all this is real, and I kind of am starting to wonder how much the contract will play into their relationship in the sense that it may be a security blanket. Like when they fight, it's like, oh, but it's not a real fight because we signed this contract and we'll be together at the end of the day type of thing.
That's a great point. Yeah, because, I mean, I honestly, I think they're cute. And the moments that I'm getting where I'm like, oh, he's giving us so much in this relationship, I'm happy with it. But I do kind of have those hesitations where I wonder if he's really feeling the way that we think he is. So you're kind of like, oh, like this part of their relationship seems really good. And then a second it kind of like dips down to, okay, I'm not sure what happens. And then mm-hmm. he'll go back onto it. And also we kind of see how much Terrence does have over his head, yeah. considering he mm-hmm. actually listened to him this time. Because for a second, he really was sticking up for her. And then we see that he didn't. And I was really shocked by that because I thought that the conversation he has, I was like, yes, he's sticking up for Megan. Like, she's going to be in the movie. And everything that he said had a valid point. And so I was just kind of like, man, when as soon as he told them that she wasn't going to be in the movie, and that whole scene was just very, it was almost emotional just to watch.
Jarring.
Because, yeah, you kind of saw this like lead up to a really great point, and then it did just kind of dip down.
I think he's trying to figure out which one he wants to go. Because when they were in the cabin, he said, made a statement that life is a living thing. Everything I learned was just a bunch of useless clutter in my head. I took that as what everything he learned, how to program himself or rebuild himself after Elizabeth left him, from Terrence and the Institute. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he has this programmed over here that he's yeah. learned so much to try to recover from and build, yeah. but now he's kind of not there
yeah.
anymore.
See,
and I think
sense.
That's where the pull is from. And I think Megan is really genuine and she's trying to pull more of that out of him because we
yeah.
see parts
yeah.
of it,
mm-hmm.
but he just has that fight, that middle and that
you're
middle
right.
ground he has to try to come through on
that's
one side or another.
That's
yeah.
a great point.
I totally agree with what you're saying. I think Terrence has a lot more control
yes.
over Josh than he even thinks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the
Definitely.
Minute Terrence said, you know, I wasn't really on Megan's side, but I finally realized that she makes you happy. And so whatever makes her happy makes you happy. So then I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Then immediately Terrence got in Josh's head and or Kyle's head and was like, oh, you know, maybe we should change the actor. Like,
yeah,
it was almost the next scene. I'm like, Terrence has got to go. I'm sorry, I'm not a fan of your husband.
When he said that, I didn't believe him. I was like, okay, he's just feeding Kyle what he wants right now. I didn't feel like that was authentic.
Not at all. Either. He's just saying that to manipulate Kyle's mind.
Yeah.
Because Kyle does care about Terrence. I think that Kyle actually does think they're really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
But Terrence, he doesn't think the same thing.
Yeah.
No, Kyle needs, Kyle thinks he needs Terrence. Terrence actually needs Kyle.
Mm.
It's a very... There's a codependent relationship that's existing there, right? Because think about it. The Institute of the Higher Mind wouldn't exist to the degree that it does without having this big, huge star who's the face of it, which is Kyle West. So, I mean, this is the whole thing, is that Kyle West is a person, but Kyle West is also a brand.
Yeah.
Yes. He's a business. And that's the thing. It's like when you have, like, Deanne is completely invested in Kyle West, the business, because right. that's how she makes her movies. She wouldn't be able to make
right.
multi-million dollar budget movies and have the creative control that she has as a producer if she wasn't Kyle West's producing partner. Right. If she was just producing, you know, movies for anything, you know what I mean? Like, there'd be more yeah. influence, and she'd have to fight bigger battles. Same thing with Terrence. He wouldn't have the access to people, the influence that he has over other people, if somebody like Kyle didn't give his institute mm-hmm. some sort of cachet.
I hope the writers give us more of that, because I believe it was yeah. in the first show where yeah. Kyle and Terrence are kind of at each other, and Terrence was like, remember, I made you, I believe, if I'm thinking that right, or mm-hmm. I need you, one of the two, made or need, but they were having a conversation when he said that to him, so that made
that
me think
from
what
the
is.
Teaser.
From the teaser, okay. Yeah. So that's why I was thinking up. Like, yeah, okay, I'll wait.
But yeah, I think we're onto something, because just like you said, obviously, you're right, but right. because you know, exactly. you know the ending. But yeah, so that's interesting, because Terrence does need Kyle.
Yeah.
It is great to hear that kind, because I think I'm just like, oh, he's such a bad guy, but we really don't know how all of the pieces intertwine together at this point, like, and how the puzzle pieces fit.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's good to every bad, bad to every good, so it's going to be interesting to see, like, the sides of everybody and how they collide.
Yeah. I have no words. Like, I'm actually sitting there going, oh my gosh, you guys have no idea what's going to hit you. Yeah. Not at all. Gosh. Like, because, like, and
this
I mean,
is
I'm kind of
so
like,
great.
Well, I mean, I feel bad, because I feel like if your minds are not blown, you're going to find me and you're going to go, I believed you.
No.
But at the same time, I'm also thinking, I'm like remembering getting the scripts as they were coming in and just going, oh my God. Like, just going, you've got to be kidding me. Are you kidding me? And that's even, I can say this too, I think, is there was some stuff that was cut out just because we were over on time. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot easier when you're over on time, if there's like almost an entire kind of thread that you can just take that whole thread out. Mm-hmm. It makes it easier than trying to trim, you know, and right. tops yeah. and tails off of scenes that don't then have any life to them because you've just tried to snip all these little
right,
bits.
Right.
So there are actually two storylines that I can think of off the top of my head that were completely, totally mind-blowing that actually ended up kind of getting pulled out. Oh. But pulled out and put it with a pin in it. If you know what
okay.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
where they
okay.
just sort of went, you know what, we don't need to put this in now. Right. We're right. over. Let's pull this out. Let's open up the other scenes a bit. Let them breathe. And because I was talking to Jonathan Abrams about it the last time I was in town, and he goes, it doesn't mean that they're gone. For the storyline is gone forever. It mm-hmm. may be revisited in the future, but mm-hmm. at the same time, there was one in particular that I just sort of went jaw on the ground. But you get enough of a sense of
yeah.
it with what's remaining of it. I have no words. Oh my! I'm actually really excited
oh
for
my
you
God.
Guys. I am genuinely excited.
I don't think we're. I think our minds are already somewhat blown.
Yeah.
So I don't
yeah.
think. Yeah, I think you're going to be okay with that
yeah.
one.
Okay, good.
We're going to be, like, tweeting you. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
you
were
sure.
so right. That
for
type
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I will totally be on board with that. I'll be like, I told you. Yeah, I'm actually really excited for you guys. I've never been in this position before. I'm going, oh, I know what's coming.
Yeah. How long was the whole filming process?
About 4.5, 5 months, something like that.
Oh,
it did,
wow.
Yeah.
Was it here in L.A.?
No, it was in Vancouver. We
oh,
shot
okay.
in Vancouver, and then we came here for about a week.
Cool.
At the end. So there was a lot of stuff. And we block shot. So we would shoot 2 episodes at a time. Like, mm-hmm. so for example, this was, that was 103 last night.
Okay.
So 103 and 104 were directed at the same time by Liz Allen Rosenberg, I think. I thought it was Liz Allen, but apparently it's Liz Allen Rosenberg. But so we shot almost like a 2-hour kind of like mini movie.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Which was sort of how we would shoot the episodes. And yeah, it was fun.
Oh, nice.
It was fun.
Cool.
I mean, Vancouver... It's great. I love it there, but it's not LA in terms of the weather sometimes. We were
yeah.
sitting there going, really? It's raining.
Yeah.
It's not LA. But at the same time, when we were doing interiors and stuff like that, it was great.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun. Do you guys have any like fun like cast inside secrets or jokes or like... Did you guys, like, were you guys together a lot on set or
no? We weren't. That was the difficult thing is because, like, well, I mean, it was a little bit different for me because I live in Vancouver. Everybody mm-hmm. else kind of, like, Josh, Christine, Michael, and Cara. Cara and Christine were from New York. Mm-hmm. They came in, and Josh and Vartan came in from L.A. And then the rest of the cast were Canadian. So, and I have a family, so, and my husband at the time... was doing a Canadian TV series in Toronto. So I was like a single parent and working.
Oh.
So I didn't really have a ton of social time. I was like literally going back and forth between work and soccer and hockey practice and soccer and hockey practice and singing and school and work. And it was a little bit nutty for me. But at the same time, I mean, in terms of, so I didn't get to hang around with the rest of the cast very much. I think they got to hang around together a little bit more. But other than, you know, things that come to mind, Christine's dog, Buddy, is like...
I've seen Buddy is amazing. On her Instagram.
I have no words to describe how amazing Buddy is. He is the best dog ever. And he's so cute because if you get him at the wrong angle, like if you start to like pet him or something or start talking to him, or if you just get in his sight line at the wrong angle, he growls, but it's the cutest little growl because he's like... It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And the two of them together are like the best couple you've ever met.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny.
So cute.
It's so, amazing. So cute. And so, you know, I just think about Buddy. Buddy. I love Buddy. I'm thinking about Buddy. And Josh, like, I don't know if everybody, but he's a musician as well. I don't know if anybody knows that.
So he plays the guitar?
Well, he plays, I don't know if he probably, okay, I will go out on a limb here and say, yeah, he probably does, because the guy's ridiculously talented and kind of everything you can think of. But no, he'd be sitting there, like, composing stuff on the piano at one point. There's a piano on set. Composing stuff in the piano, and I'm, like, playing chopsticks with him. I'm like, so, I can do chopsticks.
Is he single? Just
yes, I believe he is.
Just put it out there.
I'm just putting it out there.
Yes, I believe Josh is single. Yes, I think Josh is single.
Now I'm blushing.
I will let him know you're single.
Just for all the other ladies out there watching.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man.
No,
that's so great.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Well,
And now there's that awkward moment of silence.
Anything else?
I was going to say, yeah, spoilers? I think we're almost out of time.
I would love to give you spoilers because I'm actually sitting here going, you guys would, like, your minds would be blown. But then it would wreck it for you.
Yeah,
like,
that's
mean,
true.
Honest to God, like, you guys are going to kind of have your minds blown.
Well, are we done with seeing Nick? Like, did he come in, stop in, and that's it? Or will he pop up again? Or
don't think he, I'm just trying to think, this is episode 3 that you guys just watched?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Oh, okay.
But I could be wrong. Like I said, because it gets a little weird because we were block shooting. Sometimes I sit there and I don't realize, like, because we went by block. So never mind the fact that I'll mess up what happened in episode 3 and episode 4 because we shot them at the same time.
Yeah.
I'll flip the blocks around. So I'm going, episode 6. Oh, no, wait a minute. That was episode 4. Wait, hold on. Is that 2? Shit. Yeah, I'm not. My brain doesn't work.
You're not alone, I promise.
Because I thought he would come back into the mix. But
I thought too. And just the way he keep just popping up. It was like, okay, I don't think we're done with him yet.
Right.
So that's why I was asking.
He might. I can't remember. I think he might. There is a certain actor thing that happens when you're reading the script that you sort of go, blah, 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 blah. My stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. My stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, he might have and I just missed it.
Okay.
I know, it was such a crazy first episode because she was dating someone and then married to a different person by the end of the episode. We'll see.
Would you actually be friends with your character in real life?
I'd be terrified at the end in real life. She's like way more of a ball buster than I am. Way more of a ball buster than I am. I mean, listen, I'd probably respect her.
Right.
But at the same time, I reckon I'd probably look at her and go, you have no desire to be friends with me. You don't give a shit who I am.
Or anyone.
That's exactly what we're going to say. I've met Deanne's where I'm like, I think you're amazing. You don't care at all about me. And that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Because I'm just going to sit here and think you're amazing.
That's so great. Well, should we do predictions or not? I feel like we
I want to hear them. Okay. I want to hear them.
Okay.
And now, AfterBuzz TV.
Horror film.
I love it.
All right, Ali, you want to start it off?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to have to go with my prediction, not based on what we've talked about today, but when I ended last night's episode, my thoughts were Deanne is totally going to manipulate the Institute of the Higher Minds and is going to figure out a way to kind of come up on top and, like, crush whatever's happening, whatever bad stuff may be happening. And that leads me to my last, like, prediction slash theory of how she had Megan picked out, like, before they even thought about, like, relationships. And that's how she knows so much behind it and how Megan could actually be intertwined into her plan.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to piggyback off of you a little bit. Towards the end of the show, I think it's going to be a threesome of Megan, Deanne, and Annika. And I'm thinking they are going to be the ones to come in and rickraft into the Higher Mind Institute and see what comes of that.
I didn't think Annika, so that was interesting, but I definitely think Deanne and Megan are going to work together to manipulate the whole system. And I also think that Hope not only lost a friend, but I think that Kyle West is such a big name that I think once they find out Hope leaked the pictures, her life is just donezo. Like, sorry, girl. Yeah. That's my opinion, and I think she deserves it, like, for what she did.
Yeah.
So...
I'm copying most of you because I think Deanne will kind of play into the destruction or some big catastrophe with the Higher Minds and Institute and all that stuff. But I also think Megan and Kyle are going to kind of go off the rocker towards the end, and I don't know if they'll make up or not. Because I think, like his last relationship, it didn't end well, and we're still kind of figuring out everything that happened there.
You're right.
But I feel like it isn't normal to, as we've talked about before, just kind of jump into a relationship like they've had. Yeah. So I think that it's going to kind of sputter out in a little.
Yeah, and that would make sense because, oh my gosh, my...
Lisbeth.
Sorry, that's because, like, Lisbeth had mentioned to Megan, like, Terrence was, like, the, like, like, basically that Terrence was the reason that something happened. So, I mean, that's definitely going to be something that plays into it, because if Terrence is doing the same thing, what he did to Lisbeth and Josh, then there's going to be issues.
Yeah. And I think her not getting that role is going to...
Yeah.
Like, be like, she's gonna get pissed at Kyle.
Yeah.
I think we see that coming too, because she didn't answer his phone calls, text, anything for a whole day. So I think she's gonna want to come in eventually and start making her own demands about this contract and maybe fully want to understand what's behind it and what goes on to it so that she could be more prepared.
Right.
Do you remember what your predictions were at this point, or were you two?
What were my predictions at this point? I think they were actually largely in alignment with what a lot of you guys were saying in terms of me thinking that, oh, okay, so this is going down the road of Deanne's going to start pulling some other strings and start pulling, pulling some other, like, puppet strings and puppeteering and kind of...
Managing.
Managing the men. Exactly. She's going to start managing the men in her life.
Yeah.
I think that's what was going through my head in that regard.
I kind of hope that Megan eventually does still get the role. But part of me doesn't.
Yeah,
okay.
She doesn't ruin it. But there's a payoff at that. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Good. Like, there's. Trust me, it's kind of awesome.
Okay.
I can't wait. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to hear. Yeah. I can't wait.
I've never been so excited to watch the next episode.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. I had so much fun.
Thank you so much.
This has been amazing. All the way from Canada.
Yes.
Your kids have a cool mom.
Yeah, tell them that. Please. Repeatedly tell them that. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who tuned in today. Don't forget to follow everyone on, or all of us, at AfterBuzzTV on all your social media platforms. You can find me personally at Tessa_Saval.
And you can find me at JessCarolTV.
You can find me at Sequela_IAM.
You can find me on Twitter at AllieNasta and on Instagram at AllieGirl.
And Lexa, where can they find you?
Twitter and Instagram at Lexa Doig.
Yay!
Awesome!
See you next week! Thank you, guys!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.